This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman.
On average, a child is killed every 10 minutes in Gaza.
World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
Hospital corridors crammed with the injured, the sick, the dying. Morgues overflowing. Surgery without anesthesia. Tens of thousands of displaced people sheltering at hospitals. Families crammed into overcrowded schools, desperate for food and water.
Ghebreyesus addressing the United Nations Security Council on Friday. The Security Council stood for a moment of silence at the start of the meeting to remember civilians killed in Israel and Gaza, along with 101 people working with the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency. Attacks against Hamas by Israel continued on Friday night. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. President Joe Biden will meet Indonesian President Joko Widodo in Washington on Monday. We get more on this story and what to look for from our White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakasara.
Indonesian cities have erupted in pro-Palestinian rallies since the October 7 Hamas attack, and emotions are strong.
Apa yang dilakukan oleh Hamas?
That passion will be on Indonesian President Joko Widodo's mind as he meets President Joe Biden at the White House Monday. The two sides have a large gap to bridge, particularly on a ceasefire in Gaza, but are keen to maintain good relations. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
We will carry full coverage of that meeting when it occurs. This is VOA News. The Industrial and Commercial Bank of China's U.S. arm was hit by ransomware, an attack that disrupted trades in the U.S. Treasury market on Thursday. It's the latest in a string of victims that ransom-demanding hackers have claimed this year. Here's Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire.
ICBC Financial Services is the U.S. unit of China's largest commercial lender by assets. It said it was investigating the attack that disrupted some of its systems and that it was making progress towards recovering from it. Ransomware attacks often involve hackers locking a victim organization's systems, and they demand ransom for unlocking it, while often stealing sensitive data for extortion. Several ransomware experts said a cybercrime gang named Lockbit was believed to be behind the hack. Lockbit did not respond to a request for comment. U.S. authorities have struggled to stop a number of cybercrimes, mainly ransomware attacks.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. The European Space Agency chief, Joseph Aschbacher, on Friday warned that the melting of the polar ice caps and glaciers has become critical. Called on political leaders to recognize the importance of climate change.
Of course, we see with our satellites day and night how big the melting of the polar regions is, but also what is the impact on sea level rise. We have some of the most accurate satellite measurements to see how the sea level is rising due to melting of polar regions, glaciers, and so on.
Aschbacher was speaking on the sidelines of the One Planet Polar Summit. It's a summit on the situation in the poles attended by political leaders, researchers. They come from about 40 polar and glacial nations. They are meeting in Paris. The Grammy nominations are in. Let's get the rundown now from Associated Press entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta.
SZA's SOS is up for Album of the Year, and Kill Bill is nominated for Record and Song of the Year. Engineer-mixer Serban Ganiya has 7. Phoebe Bridgers also has 7. 6 with the supergroup Boy Genius, another Album of the Year contender. I can buy myself flowers. The other Album of the Year nominees are ones by Miley Cyrus, John Batiste, Lana Del Rey, Janelle Monáe, Olivia Rodrigo, and Taylor Swift. Maybe Best New Artist nominees are Coco Jones, Gracie Abrams, Fred Again, Ice Spice, Jelly Roll, Noah Kahan, Victoria Monet, and The War and Treaty. The Grammys are February 4th in Los Angeles. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And in Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walterman.